Tyrell Davis scored on a pick six with less than 2 minutes to go to seal a 38-28 Georgia Southern win over Ulm Saturday afternoon at Allen E. Paulson Stadium. The Eagles scored 24 points in the second quarter, the most in any quarter this season, and a steady defense forced 4 turnovers to help hold off a pesky Ulm, 2-5, 0-3 SBC, squad and help move Georgia Southern to 5-2 overall, 2-1 in conference play. Ulm got on the board first on a 9-yard touchdown catch by Tyrone Howell after an early turnover by the Eagles on the first drive. The Eagles responded on the next drive to even the score 7-7 when Davis Brin completed a 52-yard touchdown pass to Derwin Burgess Jr. for the longest touchdown pass this season. The Eagles would take lead for good in the second quarter after Jalen White rushed 2 yards for his 4th touchdown of the season, making it 14-7 after the Eagles. The defense continued to apply pressure on the Warhawk offense, forcing 3 straight turnovers to set up the Eagle offense. White scored on a short 2-yard run after a strip sack and recovery by Isaac Walker. On the next Ulm offensive play, Justin Myers recovered the second fumble, which led to a Brin 14-yard touchdown pass to Keaton Upshaw to make it 28-7. GS forced its 3rd turnover of the game as TJ Smith intercepted Gia Wright's pass to set up a 27-yard field goal from Michael Lance with 2:05 left in the first half. Ulm cut into the lead with a 51-yard touchdown reception from Nene Davis, making it 31-14 at the end of the first half. 2 second-half field goals for the Warhawks and a rushing touchdown with a 2-point conversion brought the Warhawks to within 3 with 7 minutes left in the game. On the next Ulm drive, Davis intercepted the ball on the 28-yard line for a pick 6 to secure the victory, 38-28. It was his first collegiate interception. White led the Eagle offense with 164 rushing yards for his second 100-yard game of the season. Caleb Hood led the receiving core with 8 catches for 98 yards. The Eagle defense recorded 11 tackles for loss, including 5 sacks, 9 pass breakups and 4 turnovers, 2 fumble recoveries and 2 interceptions. Marcus Watson Trent led the way with 14 total tackles, including 6 solo and 3 tackles for loss. Kadri Jackson totaled 6 tackles including 4 solo and 1 for loss. Isaac Walker had 2.5 sacks and 2 forced fumbles. Next up, the Eagles will return to action on Thursday night, hosting Georgia State in a key Sun Belt Conference tilt. Kickoff is set for 7:30 p.m. and the game will be televised by ESPN2. Tickets are available at gseagles.com/tickets.